So it's November 26, 2011, and Holy Mount is here with us on Heavy Gauge Radio. They just played The Garage here on Cecil. Can I get you guys to introduce yourselves and what you play?
My name's Daniel, and guitar and vocals.
Hi, my name's Brandon. I play bass.
That's it.
So tell me how the band came into formation and the name Holy Mount, or is it Holy Mountain?
It's just Holy Mount.
Well, it used to be Holy Mountain until there's a lot of bands called Holy Mountain, so we switched it to Holy Mount just because it's better, I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
Not as many bands, only one, I guess. We've been playing together, the three of us, since grade 5. We basically started jam when we were in grade 5 and kept going for like 10, 11, 12 years now.
Yeah. We used to be a four-piece back when it first started, but I was in Ottawa, so I only came down whenever I could, so I was playing guitar. Then our bass player quit. I picked up the bass, started playing.
Have you guys always or mainly played the musical instruments as your creative outlets?
Definitely, yeah. I can't draw or anything like that, so I have to do something creative.
Yeah. For me, I'm studying design, so I got many things that are creative, but musically I just do guitar. That's it. Yeah,
it sounds cooler than drawings.
Yeah, it sounds cooler than drawings, that's sure.
What are your influences in terms of music?
I like 70s rock a lot. Yeah, very riffy stuff, Black Sabbath typical. Yeah. But also the new scene of like heavy psychedelic music that's coming out, so like Dead Meadow, Nom, those bands, anything off of TP.
Yeah, and we were really young when Dead Meadow was starting. So we were like 15 pretty much. So we kind of took that as our main influence. Bands wouldn't do that now usually, but like bands like Dead Meadow, like a lot of like really psyche stuff like Black Angels as well, and Ohm, Sleep, stuff like that.
Clearly, yeah. With Holy Mount as our name, kind of like Sleep.
Yeah.
Did you guys catch Boris when they were here last week?
No, I couldn't go because the following day was Dead Meadow and Black Angels. So
and Spindrift.
And Spindrift. So I could only afford to go to one. So I had to cringe my teeth and just go to one.
Man, I just discovered Dead Meadow this week and played them on Thursday. Like,
such a good band.
Yeah.
The best.
Yeah. For sure. Speaking of influences, I was reading a recent interview that someone did on We Fell From the Sky, and they said that you're kind of bringing back the Black Sabbath sort of sound. Like, I guess you could say, in terms of sludge metal, much of the sound is based on Black Sabbath. Much, not all, I guess. Yeah. But what are your thoughts on that comparison, on being Sabbath compared thing? To Sabbath?
We've always been that, but I don't totally agree with it, because we don't really sound like Black Sabbath. We're not very blues-based. Yeah. There's blues in it, clearly, but nothing like Sabbath. And also, it's not as riffy as Sabbath. There's not, like, 5 or 6 parts in one song. It's more droney, so then you get into the whole, like, drone thing.
Like, we take from it. Like, we used to play, like, Sabbath covers when we were in grade 6, but I guess maybe that led into it, but now we don't really see it as one of our main ones, necessarily. But we still listen to it coming here.
On a tape.
On a tape.
Okay, in 3 words, can you describe the chemistry within the band?
Psychedelic jam.
Beer.
Yeah, sure.
And I can't think of anything else. We jam in my parents' basement, so they share this weird relationship with our music.
They've heard every song.
They hear it, yeah.
So We Fell From the Sky, that was released this year. What are the ideas behind that album?
It's basically, what we do is we just jam for hours on end, and I'll think of like lyrics,
melodies
on the spot. Yeah, and then whatever sounds cool. Like, We Fell From the Sky sounds great.
That was just, that was just a jam. We jammed that all summer until we were good enough to record it, so.
Yeah, and the whole thing is just, We have, like, a 4-month window in which we can do things. Because he's in Ottawa, the guy's in Guelph, I'm here. But we have a 4-month window where we can pretty much just write stuff and record stuff. So we spend 3 months writing or just jamming. Whatever we like, we'll record in the last month. So as Holy Mount, we've been together for 2 years. Last year we did a 7-inch, this year we did the EP. So those are the ideas behind it, yeah.
So what's coming up next for you guys?
We haven't wrote anything in a while.
No, we just have, like, separate ideas, I guess. I have, like, a lot of riffs just standing by. And then
come Christmas time, once we get some time,
yeah,
we'll throw some stuff all together.
We'll jam it, and then
who knows? You never know. Yeah. Could come out in December.
Yeah. Usually it's like a yearly thing. Once a year we'll probably do a release.
And the money situation too.
Yeah.
You can't record albums all the time.
Yeah.
It's kind of expensive.
When you're doing it by yourself, it's like the 7-inch.
7-inch made us broke, basically.
Yeah, we paid like $900 to get it done, and we made like $300 off it.
Maybe.
Maybe that. And we gave a lot away. So we had 100 copies of that, and now we gotta make some more. And the CD we paid for ourselves. So, but we got our money back for that, because
a lot of pre-sale.
The Europeans, they buy it. Not so much Canada, but the Germans, the Danes, yeah, we got a lot of orders from there.
Right on, holymount.bandcamp.com, where you can listen to their awesome tunes.
And download it for free. People are going to get it anyways. We're always going to have stuff up for free. It just makes more sense,
And more people hear it that way.
Yeah.
So you don't have to buy it.
Yeah. It's been downloaded like 2,000 times now, which is good enough for me, so.
Yeah, that's the one thing about Bandcamp I was wondering, they always keep you monitored and how many people are taking it.
Yeah, it's really good to see like where it's coming from, how many people are downloading it, like what are the peak songs. We can maybe base it off that, but
no, absolutely, because you'll be listening to each song and you'll be like, oh yeah, you know, because I mean I know that's what we do when we'll listen to each band, and you get the album, you listen to every song, you try and pick your favorite or the best one, you know. And
especially when bands are writing full records, they're not writing singles, so it's like how it's hard to choose a song when you're not playing the whole album, because that's not how songs are written.
It's a whole thing. It's kind of stupid when you get like a little clip of it as well before you download it, and you can't hear the whole thing sometimes, and it's like, well, it's an album or a single or an EP, and it's Like how we write it, it's a whole idea, right? It's not like the artwork has to go with every song, and each song relates to each other, and like each idea, every album is like its own concept, right? It's kind of stupid to just hear one song or snippet from it to get an idea. Yep.
Fantastic. Holy Mount, thank you so much. It was great to speak to you guys.